Good morning. It's a little bit before 8 o'clock this Friday morning. I'm Steve Smith, and with me this morning is Linda Santi joining me for today's edition of Cultural Continuum. Hey there, Linda.
Good morning, Steve.
Nice to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here.
Well, super. Getting underway here, an event at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. They are presenting Raptors at Browns Lake this morning at 10 o'clock. You can learn about birds of prey and see some live raptors up close. It's an all-ages event. It's located at the open shelter near the beach at Browns Lake, which is just 2 miles west of Salix. Go to woodburyparkscut.org for more information.
Sounds good. And then the Mardi Gras Festival returns to downtown Sioux City today. Now, the big parade kicks off at 6 p.m., and festivities will continue in the Tyson Events Center with an authentic Taste of Louisiana Cajun meal and a costume tableau. There's going to be live music, Steve, by Mason Trail and Zydeco Rhythm, and the entertainment will begin on the plaza at 8:45 p.m.
What is a costume tableau,
well,
Linda?
You know, they have these marvelous costumes. You've seen them in the journal if you haven't been down there before. Yeah, and feathers and plumes and all sorts of wonderful things. And the Lake Charles people have been making them. And the Sioux City folk have gotten into the act. So Sioux Cityans and Lake Charles folk will have these marvelous costumes on, and they'll fit a kind of a theme.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So is it sort of like a throwdown, a competition sort of thing, or just a showcase.
Would that it was, because that'd be kind of fun, you know, like a West Side Story, like Charles and Sioux City. But it's all in good fun.
Okay. Going on tomorrow early in the morning at, not super early, the Sioux City Railroad Museum is hosting Reading by the Rails. That'll get underway at 10:30 in the morning. It's a monthly reading program for kids with railroad-themed books and a creative activity used to foster a love of reading.
Woohoo! And I get the big one.
Yes.
Saturday in the Park returns to Grandview Park tomorrow at noon. This year's headliners are Boss Skaggs and Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. And the music festival also features an arts alley, kids zone, festival food, and fireworks at the end of the night.
And there's also a second stage with lots of great, not only local bands,
Arrested Development
is going to be there. And then, of course, Phil Clays gets it all underway with the national anthem.
He sure does. I've been listening to Arrested Development on the way back from Storm Lake back and forth.
Oh, okay.
So I'm all up on my Arrested Development. And Galactic. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
It's a great show this year.
Exactly, yes. All right, Makerspace in Sioux City is holding a crochet class tomorrow afternoon from 1:30 to 3:30. It is a class for anyone who used to crochet and wants a refresher. It will cover some new stitches and basic techniques. Go to the Facebook page for Makerspace Sioux City.
And, you know, I think Delta Ray is playing at that time. A person could go to Saturday in the Park. They could leave, go over, and maybe crochet a festival bag.
Oh,
and then they could come
if
back.
If they're super good and fast at crochet.
In the Park.
Indeed.
So I think that sounds like a fun thing. Now, this one sounds fun, too. The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting a reptiles program tonight at 7 p.m. or tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Little Sioux Park, 2 miles southwest of Correctionville, Iowa. Learn about scaled animals from the summer naturalists and meet a live turtle and a snake.
The New Horizons Band of Siouxland is presenting its Americana 2018 concert. It's directed by Dr. Lou Roseman on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, and that'll be at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. The audience will hear a variety of patriotic pieces, including the American Way March, Echoes from the Battlefield, and God Bless America. The concert will also include some sing-alongs.
That
go to SiouxCityLCIC.com.
Okay. And on Monday, the Dickinson County Conservation Board presents Birding on the Green. The event begins at 7 a.m. at the Brooks National Golf Club in Okoboji. Bird watchers will ride in golf carts and document different bird species with the help of several local birding experts. And you can find out more at DickinsonCountyConservationBoard.com.
The Sioux City Public Library is hosting The Art of Henna. It's a teen event slated for Monday afternoon from 2 to 4 o'clock. Students from 6th grade through seniors in high school will gain insight into the traditional Indian art of henna, and they'll be given a temporary henna design on their hand.
And the Dorothy Pico Nature Center presents Nature Tales Tuesday at 10 a.m. Preschoolers accompanied by an adult are invited to this special story time, followed by a hike, weather permitting. More information's at woodburyparks.org.
There's a big event coming to Morningside College. They're hosting the Drum Corps International Competition. It's Tuesday. It gets underway at 7 p.m. at Elwood Olsen Stadium. Drum Corps International is the nonprofit governing body for junior drum and bugle corps in the United States and Canada. Junior Corps members are 21 years of age or younger. I didn't even realize Canada had drum and bugle corps.
Our friends, the Canadians.
Yes, wacky Canucks.
Orange City Arts presents a concert by the Orange City Area Community Band on Wednesday. That's July 11th, starting at 7 p.m. in Windmill Park. And the concert is part of the Onstage Orange City Summer Series.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is presenting Lunchtime for the Animals. That'll be Thursday. It's kind of a late lunch. Thursday at 4:30, visitors can watch a naturalist feed raptors, snakes, turtles, and other animals. Woodburyparks.org has additional info.
Maybe that's when reptiles eat lunch.
Yes, I guess maybe they're late risers.
That's right. And the Pearson Lakes Arts Center presents paintings by Gary Ernest Smith with an opening reception on Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. Smith's rural-inspired paintings tug at memories about what is beautiful, good, and true about the land.
Downtown Live will be back next week with King of the Tramps. That'll be Thursday evening at 6 o'clock on the lawn of the Sioux City Public Museum. King of the Tramps are a group of musical travelers who spread their whiskey gospel wherever they go. Their songs preach celebration, forgiveness, and a love for the world and its wonders. Go to downtownlivesc.com.
Amen. The South Sioux City Public Library is continuing its Live at the Redbird Cafe concert series with a performance by Kira. Is it Kira or Kyra? I'm going to say Kira.
Sure.
Kira Hooks on Thursday at 7 p.m. She is a Nashville-based singer-songwriter whose musical versatility is reflective of being raised in the Netherlands, Nigeria, Scotland, and China. She gets around.
Those are some very different places.
Very varied.
Very varied indeed. And also, just a programming note, you will be able, we're going to, Devin Cadwell's favorite food is going to be at the Redbird Cafe, South Sioux City Public Library thing. Doing a live broadcast from there, and then we'll rebroadcast that the next night on Devin Cadwell's Favorite Food. So you can go to see it at the library, you can hear it live on the radio, and then maybe you can see it live Thursday and then listen to it back on your radio on Devin Cadwell's Favorite Food, which airs Friday night at 10 p.m. That will do it for this very big, exciting week of Cultural Continuum. I'm going to leave you with one of the main stage players for Saturday in the Park. It's Galactic, and thanks to Linda Santee. If you have something you'd like publicized, email it to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Have a great morning.